Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. My name is Kyle Comas. Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off. Great to be back here with you all to talk some MLB and some Final Four as well. I'm going to save my Final Four plays for Twitter. So if you want to look for my plays when I'm not hosting the show, you can find that on my Twitter / X timeline, whatever you want to call it, at Coda Capra Kyle. Mr. Action Junkie as far as baseball goes, we're going to have a season-long MLB contest called No Runs or More Runs, where he and I will give you our favorite Nerfy, no run first inning, and Yerfy, yes run first inning plays. Those lines usually come out in the morning, so those will go up on my Twitter / X timeline. I'm hopeful that the hot streak continues here a little bit. I'm 11-5 on the year so far, plus 5.45 units. So I'm going to give my best to give my best plays every single day. I'm also going to give my best bets for the MLB slate. Those will go on our newsletter, so be sure to subscribe to that, as well as add it to the show notes. But enough about me. Let's get into recap Mr. Action's card for Tuesday, April 2nd. It's April already. I can't believe that. A couple notes on Mr. Action Junkie's card. He had the Mets money line against the Tigers. That game was postponed due to weather, so that game does not count for his card. He also has the Diamondbacks money line against the Yankees. That is still being played as I record right now. The Diamondbacks are up 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Looks like they got runners in scoring position with no outs. So looking pretty good for him, but knock on wood, obviously, because I don't want to jinx him. But those are two plays that are not being counted in this card. So let's recap his card really quick. He had two plays in the NIT. He had Indiana State -3.5 against Utah. This is a play that both Mr. Action Junkie and I are both on. It was tied at halftime, but the Sycamores did pull ahead in the final 14 minutes and won a very high-scoring affair of 100-90, and the -3.5 for Indiana State does indeed hit. He also had Georgia +4.5 against Seton Hall, and this was a play that Mr. Action Junkie and I disagreed on. He was on Georgia, and I was on Seton Hall. Unfortunately for him, and I guess fortunately for me, this was pretty much always Seton Hall's. The Pirates go on to beat the Bulldogs 84-67, and the +4.5 does not hit for Mr. Action Junkie. For his MLB plays that have gone final, he had the Marlins money line against the Angels. Unfortunately for Mr. Action Junkie, Aaron Hicks of the Angels had an absolute day. He hit two solo home runs. And even though the Marlins got a late home run by Brian De La Cruz, it did not matter. The Angels go on to win the game 3-1, and the Marlins' money line does not cover. Finally, he had two Nerfy plays he gave to you all. He had a no-run first inning in the Guardians, the Mariners. And although the Mariners did get a player in the scoring position, that first inning did end up going scoreless, and the Nerfy does indeed hit. And then he also had a no-run first inning in the Braves and the White Sox. This is one I was on as well. And that inning went exactly like we wanted to as Nerfy bettors. That's right, three up, three down for both teams. That inning is scoreless and the Nerfy hits. So not too shabby of a day. And if the Diamondbacks go on to win the game, that will be a winning day for Mr. Action Junkie. So we'll see how that goes. But before we get started, as always, you guys know me. I'm going to give you a trivia question here. MLB trivia question for you. So I talked earlier about the no runs or more runs contest the Mr. Action Junkie and I are having. Can you guys guess the team that scored the most runs in the first inning on average last year and the one that scored the least amount of runs in the first inning last year? So I'll give you guys time to think about that, obviously, while I go through my plays for Wednesday, April 3rd. And let's start off with the first game of the day. I like the Baltimore Orioles on the run line -1.5 against the Royals at a +129. Well, if my father's listening to this podcast, he's certainly going to be a happy guy hearing this play as he's a lifelong Orioles fan. Cal Ripken is his all-time favorite player. So I hope he enjoys this analysis that I have, but it's hard not to bet on the Orioles, man. This is a fun team to watch. It's giving people in Baltimore a lot to look forward to, and man, this team is going to be something special down the road. Obviously, you got Adley Rutschman, who's the best catcher in baseball right now. You got... I phased out there for a second. There we go. We got Gunnar Henderson is considered one of the best shortstops in the league. And Ryan Mountcastle is an unbelievable cleanup hitter. They have on the mound, they have one of the top aces in the league in Corbin Burns. Although he lost a tough one, he's their ace on the mound for a reason. He's going to have revenge on his mind. I think this game is going to be a rout, and I think the Orioles will get a big series sweep here and get a big win. So give me the Baltimore Orioles -1.5 against the Royals at a +129. Next up, let's go with the Angels. I'm going to take them on the money line versus the Marlins at a -106. I'm sure there are a lot of people here, like myself, that were wondering how the Angels were going to be after they lost Shohei Ohtani and how they would respond. Although they lost their first two games of the season to the Orioles, they've won their last four. Mike Trout is out here proving that when he is healthy, he's still one of the best players in the league. He's batting .278 and has three home runs in the early start to the season. The Angels are going to have Patrick Sandoval on the mound. Although he had a rough start to the season, he is playing the 0-6 Mariners, so no better way to run it back. Marlins, excuse me. AJ Puck is on the mound for the Marlins, and this is his first season actually coming in as a starting pitcher, and he's facing a really solid and hot Angels lineup right now, and I think he's going to give up a few more runs than I think he'd like to give up. So give me the Angels money line against the Marlins at a -106. Next up, let's go with the total that I really like. I like the Red Sox and the Athletics under 8.5 runs at a -110. The fans of the Athletics, they've been protesting this team by not attending the games, and they're protesting because they go to Las Vegas. Frankly, I'd protest this team because they flat out stink. They've scored only 11 runs in the first five games of the season. Game six is still currently happening as I record. And they're only 1-4 on the year. The Red Sox have been in the middle of the pack this season in terms of runs scored. They're averaging about 4.6 runs per game. Nick Pivetta's getting the nod on the mound for the Red Sox. He's credited with a loss, but he only gave up one run in his loss, and the Mariners beat them 1-0. So not necessarily on him, and a little bit more on the fact that his team couldn't help him hit. I think he'll have that same amount of production, if not better, against this A's lineup that's struggling. Meanwhile, Ross Stripling, he's getting the nod for the Athletics, and I can't believe this guy's still playing. He started back when I was in college and is still playing now. I think he can do just enough to keep this game close, and I think this is going to be a very low-scoring affair. Give me the under 8.5 runs in the Reds Athletics at a -110. Finally, I'm going to go with the Tigers. I'm going to take them on the money line at a -125. I want to give a shout out to my guy Beast Picks at the Coda Sports Gambling Network. If you watch the Coda Capra College Rebel Central show with Axter and myself, you'll know who that is because he is a regular guest on that show. He's a Michigan guy, a Tigers fan, so I hope this pick makes him happy. This is a young Tigers squad. They have five position players in their starting lineup that is under the age of 26. The top of that lineup is full of talent. Parker Meadows, Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, Kerry Carpenter. They may not be guys you recognize now, but this season or very, very soon, you'll all know these guys. This is a very, very talented top of the lineup and a very underrated top of the lineup. Tarik Skubal is getting the nod on the mound. And I got to say, I'm very impressed with him in all the years that I've watched him. I'm very impressed with the stuff that he brings, his velocity and his fastball. Very, very impressive. And a guy that I think is really underrated in the league. In his opening day start against the White Sox, he only allowed three hits in the first six innings pitched. And he had a really solid 7-3 year and only 15 starts last year. This is a game where he can have some success because they're playing the Mets. And right now, those fans in New York, they're already giving up on this team. I've seen it all over Twitter. The Mets fans, as they started off so poor, they're like, I'm giving up on this team. It's going to be the same old, same old. So this is a good momentum for the Tigers, and momentum is going against the Mets. Let's ride that momentum train and give me the Tigers on the money line versus the Mets at a -125. So to recap my card, I'm taking the Baltimore Orioles on the run line, -1.5 against the Royals at a +129. I'm taking the Angels money line against the Marlins at a -106. I'm taking the under 8.5 runs in the Reds and Athletics at a -110. And I'm taking the Tigers money line against the Mets at a -125. So the trivia question I asked you, can you guys name the team that scored the most runs in the first inning on average last year and the ones that scored the least runs in the first inning last year? The most runs, probably not going to be a surprise to anybody, is the Atlanta Braves, who scored on average 0.88 runs in the first inning last year. So they're pretty much always scoring a run in the first inning last year. And the least, well, it was the team I just talked about, the New York Mets. They only scored 0.36 runs per first inning on average last year. So this was great getting to talk to you guys again, and I hope I can continue this hot streak for you and we can continue to win bets together. But as always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.